Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Matthew chapter 7 verse 21 to 23. Matthew 7, 21 to 23. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. My theme for reflection is when Lord, Lord is not enough. When Lord, Lord is not enough. If heaven worked like an airport, some of us would show up with overstuffed carry-ons, baptism certificates, mission photos, even a few testimonies of unanswered prayers, hoping the gate agent would wave us through. Jesus' words in Matthew 7, 21 to 23 stop us at security. Not every frequent flyer gets on the flight. The problem he names is chilling. Sincere religious activity can coexist with a heart God does not know. Saying, Lord, Lord, even doing remarkable things in your name, can still mask a will that will not yield to the Father. Why is this so? Because the deepest deception is not merely from false teachers out there. It is from self-deception in here. The heart loves to curate a resume and call it righteousness. Jesus exposes that illusion by shifting the criterion from public performance to relational obedience, the one who does the will of my Father. The king is not impressed by spiritual fireworks. He looks for surrendered wills, lives gradually aligned to his word. The horror of the scene is not that Jesus is harsh, but that he is honest. He will not pretend that borrowed language equals living faith. How does God resolve this? Not by demanding loud confessions, but by giving new hearts. The will of the Father is first to believe in the Son, John 6:29, to be united to him so that obedience flows from love, not fear. The Spirit makes this possible, writing God's law onto our desires so that our yes, Lord, becomes a lived yes in ordinary choices, truth over spin, reconciliation over revenge, purity over secret indulgence, and generosity without applause. Dallas Willard captures the grace-shaped logic powerfully. Grace is not opposed to effort, it is opposed to earning. Effort is the sweat of love, earning is the swagger of pride. One says, because I am accepted, I obey. The other pleads, because I obeyed, accept me. For us today, this passage is both scalpel and salve. It calls us to self-examination without self-condemnation, to ask, not do I know Jesus' facts, but does Jesus' voice actually govern my choices? And it steadies us with hope. The judge is also the Savior who died for lawless people to make them his own. To be known by him is covenant language. He does not merely recognize our face, he claims our life. When that relationship is real, imperfect but genuine obedience appears as fruit over time, and our religious resumes become testimonies of grace rather than bargaining chips. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where am I most tempted to substitute religious activity for surrendered obedience? What do I parade before God when he asks for my heart? Number two, whose voice actually decides my daily ethics? Jesus' words in the Sermon on the Mount, or the louder chorus of my culture and desires. And now our practical exercise. Pray Psalm 139 verse 23 to 24 slowly. Search me, O God. And then choose one clear command of Jesus from the Sermon on the Mount, e.g. reconcile with someone, give in secret, refuse retaliation, tell the truth, and obey it quietly today without telling anyone. Let hidden obedience train your heart to be known by him. Lord Jesus, save me from the comfort of saying, Lord, Lord, while keeping my own way. Search me and reveal what is false. Root me again in your grace. Give me a heart the Father knows, a will the Spirit strengthens, and a life that does your will with joy. On the last day, let your verdict over me be mine. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.